Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And if you'd like to reach me, if we're going through the show and there's something that just hits and you're like, dude, I need this program, call me. 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web, and most of these, all the shows I put on a podcast, you can find it on iTunes, and you can also go to my website, which is 1160mortgage.com. And there's a tab there that has my YouTube channel as well as it's kind of like, I'll say it's my iTunes channel, and it has every show that we have, or mostly every show. I try to keep it as updated as I can. It's labeled as well. So if there's something there you're really trying to dig into, please, you know, check it out. So today we have a friend of mine, and he's been on multiple episodes. He is Jack, our underwriter. That's how I'm going to reference you as, Jack the underwriter.
Nice.
Better than Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
But Jack, he underwrites files for us that just are unstandard, I guess. They're, you know, when you're applying for a mortgage, it's many times it's hard, or if you have a unique situation, maybe it's not even unique. It's just it's a little different. And the banks, they got so tight during the, you know, after and during the crash, that a lot of people are getting, you know, set aside. They're getting turndowns, but they really don't, you know, they shouldn't be. So Jack underwrites these files for us that are just, I'll say, uncommon. So there's a lot of programs here that you probably have never heard of. And hopefully when he goes over there, over one of them, all of a sudden that light bulb goes over your head. And ding, 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 ding. That's me. That's me. So welcome, Jack. Thanks again for coming in today. He's coming in quite a bit lately, and we greatly appreciate it because you're opening a lot of doors for a lot of people. So tell us today, one of the biggest things that you help us accomplish is getting people into loans that otherwise get turned away. Go over some of the bigger loans, the jumbo loans, for example. Go over some of your programs that you underwrite for us that you see that could fit a lot of people that they just don't know even exist.
Yeah, well, the tough part when the market crashed is so many people were left with no options. So on one of the other episodes we had, you mentioned, go back 12 years ago, everybody had some sort of event that happened, whether it was to you, a friend, a family member, something. Somebody knows somebody who either lost their job,
yep.
They lost their home, they, you know, had an issue with an illness or a divorce. And oftentimes people would reach out to a lender, whether it was a, you know, loan officer or, you know, one of the big banks or whatever. And they were all told, I'm sorry, we can't help you. I'm sorry, we can't help you. And the tough part that happened with the borrower's mindset is they became discouraged. They threw their hands up in the air and said, You know what? I'm done.
Right.
You know, this process, it's aggravating. I get my hopes up, the stress that it causes me and my family. It's just not worth it. I'm going to rent. And anybody who's renting or has been renting for any length of time, if that's you, I'm sure you look at your rent, and over the last couple of years, how much has it gone up? How much have rents gone up in the marketplace? And you're wondering, like, am I going to have to rent the rest of my life? You know, why am I stuck, you know, doing this? You know, why aren't there any options available to me? Well, these options have been available for several years. The problem is, with rates being as low as they have, there hasn't been a real necessity to get it out there because there was so much business to keep people busy that it just wasn't something that was at the forefront of a lot of loan officers.
Yeah, I'm at fault with that as well.
All right, well.
Until we met, you know, a couple years ago, I didn't really know of... You still amaze me every time we talk. It's like, you're like, well, why don't we just put them in this program?
Sure.
Okay, never knew of it. So that's why you're here today. So I apologize. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Okay, so, you know, if you think back, you know, somebody who potentially didn't lose their job but wanted to refinance, you know, back in 2011, and they reached out, and what happened at that time? Home values were way down. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have wanted to get out of a 7% rate that you had and into one of the low rates that were available at that time. And the unfortunate thing was, if your home was upside down, which happened to a lot of people, you couldn't refinance. And what a lot of people did at that point says, well, if my house is worth only $150,000 and I owe $190,000 on it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to walk away from it. Right. I'm not going to pay. Right. So what happened is, because of the inverted, you know, curve, if you will, on home values, a lot of people underwent a what we call a credit issue or a life event. And they may have had a short sale, foreclosure, a bankruptcy, a deed in lieu. And, you know, oftentimes people think, well, you know, I just won't qualify for anything because I had that event in the past. Well, a lot of the lenders have gotten more aggressive on what they do allow, but in these type of programs, they're much more aggressive, kind of like the subprime loans of old. Mm-hmm. So you can actually do a loan for somebody who is a day out of a short sale or a foreclosure. You could potentially do a loan for somebody who's a day out of a bankruptcy. A bankruptcy has to make sense. We're typically looking, for the most part, a year out of a bankruptcy, but if it makes sense, we'll do a potentially a day out. So that could be a Chapter 7 where you write off all your debt, or Chapter 13, which is a payment plan.
Conversely, right now, the least amount of time that you could be out of a bankruptcy is 2 years.
Correct.
So you could be one day out and still qualify for some programs out there.
Yes. You know, the big key awesome. With all of these loans is loan to value. It's an equity position. How much skin does a borrower have in a game? You know, and somebody might say, well, you know what? I don't have any money to work with. But that's not always the case. You know, a lot of times people who've been on a job for a long time have a 401k. And yeah. You can take out either a withdrawal from the 401k for a down payment without penalty, or you can actually take a loan against a 401k. So when you take a loan against a 401k, what you're doing is you're actually paying yourself back interest versus somebody else. So if you, let's just say you wanted to buy a house and you had to put 20% down, and you have 10%, you know, that you've saved up over the years, but you didn't have the other 10%, you know, to put down plus closing costs and escrows. But let's just say you've been on your job for 15 years and you have $150,000 sitting in your 401k, and say you're buying a $200,000 house and you have the $20,000 and you need another $20,000. So you could take a loan for $20,000 against your 401k. So it's almost like you're getting a 90% loan to value because you have financing, but it's your own financing.
Right, and you're just paying yourself
you're
back.
Just anyways. Paying yourself back that. It's fantastic. And a lot of people don't realize you can do that. So we will allow somebody to go all the way down to a 500 credit score. Now, the tough part with a 500 credit score is the borrower has to put 25% down.
Got it. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, definitely you have a lot of skin in the game at that point.
Yeah. But there's a reason for that.
There is, of course.
Again, this isn't subprime loans.
No.
It's not, you know, we're not trying to reopen the floodgates of bad loans. We're trying to help those in need.
Correct.
Is basically what we're trying to do. The one program that we have that you underwrite for us is the jumbo program. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely.
Because this beats everything that we have, everything that any bank out there that I know has.
Correct. So for the jumbo space, and again, we will do the super jumbo loans as well. We'll do a loan up to $3 million at 85% loan to value.
Sheesh.
We'll do a $2.5 million loan up to 90% loan to value with no mortgage insurance.
Now, that alone is going to save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. No PMI.
Correct. No PMI.
Okay. Got it.
You can also, there's also the interest only option on those. Okay. But you know, the borrower has to qualify for those. Again, that's not necessarily the mainstream, but we do allow those. So let's just say a normal jumbo loan, mm-hmm. you know, in the Chicagoland area, someone's buying a, you know, who's affluent, that's buying a $650,000 house that had a short sale 6 months ago, and they lost $1 million home. That's something that we would do with 20% down.
Wow.
You know, they could be a day out of that. We'll do it 20% down if it qualifies. You know, somebody who's 2 years out from a short sale or foreclosure, and they wanted to buy a $600,000 house, they could put 10% down. With
you can't even do that with conventional financing.
No, you can do it with 660 score, no MI. And the rates aren't bad. You know, so the...
Well, you know, get into it. Keep it for a year or two, even if the rate, we put them into an adjustable rate or, you know, something like that. It's basically, and I love your analogy that you have every so often. You went to five different banks that got turned down or declined or turned away. And then, you know, you come to us and we approve you, but the rate is, you know, 1% over the standard rate out there right now. Well, that rate's high. High to what? High to turndowns?
Right.
So we got you into that. Keep it a year or so, and then, God bless you, refinance it.
Of course. You know, all these loans are stepping stones. You know, the big thing is, you know, if you don't have to rent, why are you paying somebody else's mortgage? Right. Why are you building somebody else's wealth and their equity? Right. You know, these options are available to you. You know, again, every one of these borrowers is going to be unique, individual. No one fits in a box in these loans.
Okay.
If it's a common sense loan, it's a loan we want to make. So if there's something that has told you no in the past, that in your mind as you've built this thing, well, there's no options available to me. Don't think that anymore.
Right.
You know, pick up the phone and call Dan.
But if you have a job and you're paying your bills, the one thing a lot of times I'll have an advertisement out there or something. And, you know, we go down, like you, for example, the program, we have it down to a 500 credit score. Just to recap some things is, if you have three pages of collections and you've never paid anybody ever in your life, this isn't that. This isn't that. You have a 500 credit score because you hit, you know, rock bottom. You got divorced. We have a divorce case right now that we've recently closed on. The mister didn't even know that Mrs. stopped paying the mortgage payments. So they had all that money set aside on the settlement. You know, they split up, and then we're working with him to get him into a home because he didn't realize they haven't made a mortgage payment in a year. So, all right, we're going to come back. We're going to go through some other programs with you. You know, non-owner occupied or rental properties, even foreign nationals. Believe it or not, we have those programs available to you. So if we can be of any help, please give us a call at 630-338-1160 or visit us on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. God bless. To the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and today we're talking about, we reference it as non-QM mortgages. Basically, it's mortgages that are outside the box. Doesn't mean you're a bad client, doesn't mean you're a bad borrower, doesn't mean you're a bad person. Basically, you hit some life events that just caused in some cases, you hit a brick wall in life. So Jack is here. He underwrites the files for us that most people don't even realize programs that exist. And so, you know, we call them life event. Internally, we call them the life event loans. There's a reason why you're in this position in most cases. And Jack's going to go over some of these with you. So go ahead, Jack.
Great, Dan. You know, is before the break, as Dan mentioned, you know, lots of times, and he just touched on again, you know, there's life events that happen to people. And again, that doesn't mean that you're a bad risk. It's something happened. It's going to happen in every single person's life. You know, there's companies who file for bankruptcy protection. You know, the biggest companies in the world file for bankruptcy protection. You know, there's things that happen outside of our control. You know, our industry fell apart 12 years ago through no fault of our own. It was, you know, different things that were put out there from Wall Street and some of the larger investors that, you know, caused a turmoil. But us as individuals that work in the industry, you know, it caused a lot of turmoil in our lives.
Yeah, they blame the brokers.
Yes.
The brokers that are the ones that put us into this predicament.
But that
there's
wasn't the case.
So much more to that equation. We'll go over that in another show.
Sure. So, you know, again, you know, when you look at your own life, and again, this doesn't necessarily mean it's you. It could be a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, a cousin, a parent, a child. You know, they may not be on this radio broadcast or listening to this, but it's something that you can share with them and let them know, you know what? I heard something today that could be beneficial to you. You know, you could be that beacon of hope, you know, that they just need in their life when everything is going bad, that helps turn their life around. So, you know, in a divorce situation, let's say, for example, you know, you'll have somebody who says, you know, a husband that says, you know, that's her bill, I'm not paying it. You know, she'll say, that's his bill, I'm not paying it. You could have a couple that was flawless on their credit, that had 800 plus credit scores all along. And because of, you know, one life event of them going through this, all of a sudden now, you know, each of them has a 502 credit score. Now, does that mean they're a bad credit risk or they just weren't right for each other? So, you know, for the right person, you'll be able to do a loan. You know, you may have to refinance that spouse off of that loan and somebody else is buying.
Yeah, that happened to us. Like I was saying before the break, that's going on with a loan that we previously, I don't know if we end up closing it or not, but they were getting a divorce. Mr. had no idea that Mrs. wasn't paying the mortgage anymore. And she's like, at that stage of life, neither of them even cared. They didn't want to talk to each other. They didn't want to see each other. They didn't want. But when that came about, he's like, well, you know, when we get divorced, I'm going to take my piece of money and go out and buy another property. We're like, did you know you're like 9 months behind on your mortgage? No.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
Sure, sure.
He's got some money. So go ahead. Sorry. Didn't mean to jump in there.
No, the big thing with that is there's one thing that's going to happen guaranteed is whatever your life is like today, you know, a year from now is going to be different.
Right.
You know, whether it's for the better or the worse, it's just life changes. Absolutely. I mean, and that's what happens. So, you know, some of these programs that we're going to go over of, you know, some of the things that might be, you know, beneficial to somebody who's had some challenges in life, you know, that you might not know are available. One of the other segments we talked about was the investor cash flow program. So for investors. Now, in the standard programs, you know, we allow them to have up to 20 finance properties. On that one, an unlimited number of finance properties. But you could have somebody with a 580 credit score that can get a loan to 80% loan to value on an investment property using full income documentation.
Got it.
Which is extremely aggressive.
You can't do that, period.
No.
FHA, you can't do it. Conventionally, you need a 620. And even if you can get a 620, the rate, in most cases of that, you can't even do it because of the interest rate. You can't do a high enough rate that fits all the laws.
Right. So
we'll dwell on that.
One of the huge loans that could be very beneficial to you is a debt consolidation loan.
Absolutely.
And now one of the things to preface before we get into kind of the details of it is you need to remember whatever your situation is now, you're trying to get yourself, if it's a bad situation, you're trying to get yourself out of it. So a stepping stone up to something better. Whether you're in a dead-end job that you can't stand, you're going to work your way up to something better. Whether you're in a car that's just it's just not running well, you're stepping into something better. Your mortgage, your credit history, it may not be where you want to be right now, but you're trying to step up into something better. So let's just say, for example, you've been in your home for 8 years and you're on your job for 8 years and you know, you're just not making enough to get yourself out from whatever. Credit card debt is just killing you. You've got a mortgage payment currently of $1,300 a month. You got a couple car payments. You have some credit card, you know, bills, some furniture bills. And let's just say your total consumer debt besides your mortgage payment is another $2,000 a month. So you're paying $3,300 a month and you've got, you know, you're making $60,000 a year and, you know, you're just dying in debt between, you know, your bills for your kids for school, for traveling expenses, you know, to work, you know, it's just not working for you. And, you know, you're looking at how can I, you know, get myself out of this situation? So you could refinance it. Let's just say you have equity in your home. You're like, well, I don't want to touch that equity. But let's just say your average credit card debt that you have out there is at 21-27%.
Mm-hmm.
And your car payments, you know, because your credit score is a little bit lower, your car payments as opposed to being 5% are currently running at, you know, 9% or 11%. And your furniture bill that you have is running at 19%. So let's just say your mortgage payment, you know, is $1,300 and your house is worth $250,000 and you currently owe $120,000 on it. So let's just say you take out a loan for another, let's say $80,000. So now you're taking out a loan for $200,000 against the value of $250,000. And by paying, you know, your mortgage payment might jump up from $1,300 with taxes and insurance, everything in. Say it goes up to $1,800. So, well, boy, my payment went up by $500. That stinks. I don't want to pay a higher mortgage payment. But if you're paying off all $2,000 of that debt, and now, so your payment went up by $500, but your other payment went down by $2,000.
I'm laughing because I have a client that we just closed their loan. They're saving $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
He keeps dwelling on how his payment went, and I think you were almost on the button, from $1,300 to $1,500.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah, but you got rid of all that other debt.
Sure.
So you can't, it's funny you're saying that, because dead on, I just had that exact same client.
Yeah. So basically, a lot of people don't realize to free up capital. So let's just say, again, you know, some people say the rich get richer, you know, and let's just say you take that extra $1,500 a month you have that you're not paying down on credit card because it's all going to interest. You can either pay that down off your mortgage. You could invest the money, You know, right now might not be the best time with the market being at all-time high and in a state of flux, but, you know, a financial advisor might be able to guide you with what to do with some of that money. But if you're taking that extra $1,500 a month and you're paying that down in your mortgage, so an extra $18,000 a year, that would be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in 3 years, you're going to pay that mortgage down, $54,000, and that credit card debt you may have had, you're not making a dent on that.
Right, because most of the time you're paying minimum payments,
sure,
because you're in stock. Here's what I want to emphasize on this, and this, you're hitting dead nuts on a lot of what I advise clients to do. We're not putting you in any more debt. We're restructuring that debt. You owe the credit cards. You owe the car payments. You owe this other stuff. It's all at 15, 20, 25, 28% interest rates. Now we consolidate all that into a rate, you know, that also the interest is tax deductible. So let's say your rate is 6. By the time you write off everything, that rate might be effective rate 5.5. So now you have a 5.5 rate versus the 20% interest rates you have. Also, what I try to steer them into doing or advise them into doing, in your scenario, we just saved them how much?
$1,500
a month. Okay, let's do this. Send in an extra $750. So half of that savings, send that in extra to your mortgage payment. You'll probably pay down that loan. You'll probably cut at least 10 years off the mortgage.
Sure.
So now you're not in a 30-year mortgage anymore. So now you're going to pay off that debt. Now you have $750 to just save. Right. Blow it. Do whatever you want to do. But the reason why you got into so much debt is you were spending more than you were earning. So now, you know, now that $750 might wash you and make everything equal. I hope that makes sense. So we're not trying to put you in any more debt. We're just trying to restructure that debt to make sense for you, money-wise, interest rate-wise, tax reasons-wise, because you can still write off the interest. So I want to thank Jack so much for coming in. And every time you walk in, you kind of brighten up the day for, I mean, there's got to be thousands of people out there that this can help with. You know, jumbo loans, consolidation loans, the investment cash flow program you have. You have a bank statement loan. All these programs that you underwrite for us, and we're grateful for that because you're helping out thousands and thousands of people. So, again, this is Dan Freo, The Mortgage Update. I hope you love the shows that we have. If you would, please check us out at 1160mortgage.com. You can find all the radio shows on there as podcasts. And if you want to, reach out to me personally. And yes, you'll get me personally. Call 630-338-1160. God bless.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.